What's up, crew? Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 27. Welcome back, guys. Congrats on a successful Never Stop Brewing. You guys loved it. You guys are receiving your packages. I think I said they were receiving a lot. No, they were being made last episode. But now in this episode, you guys should already have your packages. So if you don't have it, please send us a DM and we'll check that out for you guys. But you just want to say again, thank you guys so much again for supporting our first release in so long. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you guys for that. Now we're just brewing for our next drop coming up in March. So make sure you guys look out for that. We are still dropping YouTube videos and little videos. So make sure you guys are on our YouTube channel, Coffee Crew Co. So check that out. Peep it. And yeah.
Like and thumbs up and subscribe. Yeah.
I was going to introduce my fellow peers. Uh-oh. I have a Mini.
Hi.
And I have George.
Yo.
DJ George. All right. Well, let's get right into it, George.
All right. We're going to start off with some riddles.
Oh, not again. All okay. Right,
you can't read my answers.
Let me see.
Did you read them already?
No.
Oh, okay.
He does always think I read them.
All right. We're going to start off easy. What kind of dog never bites?
Hot dog.
Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah, okay. There we go. All right. It's going to get a little harder. Samuel was out for a walk when it started to rain. Okay. He did not have an umbrella, and he wasn't wearing a hat. His clothes were soaked, yet not a single one of his hair got wet. How could this happen?
No, can you say it one more time?
All right. Samuel was out for a walk when it started to rain.
He was bald.
Good job,
bald. Oh,
thanks, Lindsay. That's crazy. I was thinking about it. I was like, okay, Samuel, wait, if there's no hair, then how can he get wet? That's crazy.
Damn. All right, this is for you guys.
True.
A pet shop owner had a parrot with a sign on its cage that said, "Parrot repeats everything it hears." Davey bought the parrot, and for 2 weeks he spoke to it, and it didn't say a word. He returned the parrot, but the shopkeeper said he never lied about the parrot. How can this be?
He was dead.
Is he death?
The what?
It was the guy.
Who was dead?
He was deaf.
Death.
Who was it?
The owner.
The owner?
Yeah.
No.
The parrot was deaf.
Yeah.
Really?
Why would the owner make sense when?
Wait, because.
The parrot, you can hear.
Oh, not deaf. Oh, okay. No, sorry. Well, because I thought they couldn't speak. Like, they couldn't speak themselves. Yeah. So the parent couldn't repeat anything.
But or like, he was a mute.
Yeah.
You're on the right track, though, because I have no clue.
Yeah. Lalo kind of took your
piggyback.
Yeah, he piggybacked.
I did that last episode, so.
All right, so. I wanted to get straight into the podcast, so we're going to talk about a little bit kind of the origins of Coffee Crew and where it started. So there's going to be a little bit more, not interview, but a little bit more about us. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start it off. Where are we based?
SD Cap, baby.
San Diego, California.
San Diego, California. When did Coffee Crew start?
July 2017.
Wow. Yeah.
July 2017?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Lalo started it?
July 2017. I believe it was like the third?
Third or fourth of July?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's when you opened one of the those account.
Today. I just remember I did the domain July 3rd mm-hmm. or July 4th.
But you did the domain before you did the Instagram?
Yeah. I want to say I did. No. Maybe vice versa. No, yeah, I had to get the domain first because I was looking into domains mm-hmm. when I thought about it. And then
yeah,
I turned on that. Yeah.
Why'd you go that way?
Which mean?
Like, why'd you want to do the domain first?
Because I was thinking that I was trying to look into domains to kind of buy and resell.
Mm.
So then I was just looking domains to see which one were like highest and like keywords that people would be more interested in wanting to buy. Like more common ones, I guess. And then as I was looking to them, I was like, wait, why don't I just do like a website platform? And I was barely getting into coffee then. And then Amini and I had been talking about like opening up a coffee shop soon. So I said, you know what? What if we just have a platform, a coffee thing, a coffee hobby to get us in the meantime?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. While we do that kind of thing and keep us interested in there and motivated and all that stuff. So that's what happened. And then we did the Coffee Crew Co. was taken.
Yeah.
No.
Coffee Crew. Dude,
crazy story. Coffee Crew Co. was taken at some point. Because obviously I tried that.
Mm-hmm.
So I went coffeecrew.co. No, coffeecrewco.com. frick, I don't even know. CoffeeCrew.com was taken for sure, but then .co wasn't. It's like an alternative.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right.
.co. But then, like, recently, like, 2 years ago or last year, I think we said last year, I was trying to secure other Instagrams that are similar to Coffee Crew, because it's happened in the past where people try to
take
the same, do the same thing, basically, take the name. And so I tried Coffee Crew Co. and it worked. I was like, oh, should I have, like, the original thing, Coffee Crew Co.?
Yeah.
So, cause we used to have the coffeecrew.co.
Yeah.
So for those like first people that first followed us
on Instagram,
yeah, it used to be coffeecrew.co, but now it's coffeecrew.co, and we still have coffeecrew.co.
That's true.
Monopoly, yeah. Baby.
But talking about that, that actually did happen. Like somebody did try to.
Yeah.
Can you tell a little, talk a little about this?
Yeah, I remember we were just starting, and I remember we were going hard on it. We were trying to get it growing, and then it was a platform community. But the goal has always been for it to be a brand, like where we can sell merch and have cool designs for us to share with everybody.
Yeah.
And I remember this one dude specifically, all he did was like added a word to the beginning of Coffee Crew Co.
I remember that.
And so then I was like, dude, that's super cheap. And then it was like literally the same thing. He like tagged us on this, like blah, blah. And it was like literally the same thing.
Like same wording on their posts and everything kind of.
And that person just had more resources. So he was able to like kickstart it so much faster.
Yeah.
And I was like, son of a guy. And then I was looking into him. But I give him props because he's doing like a lot of things besides coffee. But I can tell that coffee wasn't his thing. Like, I mean, no hate towards Starbucks, but he was like, oh, this is more like craft coffee still. You know what I mean?
Specialty.
Like, yeah, specialty coffee. Like, we're still open to like people that are starting coffee. And, you know, we're open about Starbucks and all that stuff. But ours is still like specialty focused. Yeah. And his was just like, coffee.
His is more if I remember correctly, it was like more like the mainstream, trying to get people get people cheap, to buy shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I remember I was telling Minya or one of you guys, I was like watch, we're gonna freaking outwork this guy more. And he's present this page that hasn't posted since like last year or something like that, or 2 years ago. Because I was like, because dude, like people try to take on anything.
I remember when that happened, I remember you seeing you like legit upset. Understandably, but I remember just thinking like, man, it really sucks, like the possibility that somebody could have, like, just because they have more money.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just that they have that unlimited resource that they can just pump this thing like hard and without having to care in the world and not really spending anything, you know.
And then even with like the hashtag, like we started a completely new hashtag, like Coffee Co. is ours. That one is 2000, like 2.something K. People has been used, which is super cool, like a milestone. I remember when we first had like 500, and then we had 1,000. I was like, yeah, we had 1,000 people that post. Obviously, minus 300 posts from ours, right? But I remember this person was trying to feed off of the hashtag Coffee Crew, which that one's been around for so long. I almost like millions of
just Coffee Crew,
Coffee Crew, because everybody means it's kind of like a thing to say, right? Like Coffee Crew, I guess. And so that one I didn't use purposely because I wanted to create our own like hashtag thing, and it's been going.
Yeah,
it comes up.
That's true.
But now when you Google on Coffee Crew, we pop up there first,
top of the line. Oh, when it's just Coffee Crew
when you Google it,
yeah.
So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Victoria, you won.
You fool.
No, it's just funny though, cause talking about the domain thing, that's like an actual business. Like people actually buy and sell and trade and. I've seen a lot of them actually use like really famous people's names on purpose because they know that that person's gonna want to create an Instagram or something like that.
Dude, that's
and then
good.
That's
they're
smart.
Like, they're like, you know, I'll give it to you, but you gotta give me like $15,000
for sure. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's messed up though.
Yeah, because I know a couple comedians who obviously not personally, but like you know, I listen to the podcast or whatever, or like I'll listen to them, and they talk about. Because they're not like big time and they just started getting into the limelight.
But somebody already,
you know, and their agent is like, we got to get you that name.
Oh my God.
And
they got
to shell out like freaking thousands of dollars because this person just wants to, you know, just get the money. Oh, I mean,
gosh.
Fair is fair, but hustler, like, man, that sucks. But anyways, before Coffee Crew was a thing, I know we've talked about it here and there, like touched on it a little bit. But what was like your first kind of experiences with coffee, you know, starting out? I don't know who wants to go first.
You want me? starting
out. Let's get detailed.
In specialty coffee?
No, just coffee, period, and then, you know, transition into that.
Well, I always loved coffee, and I loved Starbucks back then. I would always, like, I would go.
You still do, talking about.
No. The Christmas holiday drinks, I'll go for every now and then, but I used to go to Starbucks like 3 times a week. And then we started talking about like business ideas, me and Lola. And
but before that, like when you were getting Starbucks,
yeah,
was it just because of you like the taste, or was it just like of need?
I like the taste.
Okay, like, so it was never like I need to wake up.
Yeah, so before I started drinking like pour overs, that kind of stuff, I never believed that like coffee actually woke you up, because I never felt it. But it was because I was getting like these super straight sugar and milk drinks.
Yeah, the beans were roasted so dark that the caffeine was like, almost gone.
For real, it never woke me up. So
interesting.
I just like the taste.
And then you know, doing Starbucks, and then little by little, you said you started talking about getting into specialty.
Yeah, so we would go to Starbucks on our dates and that kind of stuff, and then we started talking about like coffee shop potentially one day. And
we would, but I'm trying to remember, like, when did that even come a thing? Because we weren't just thinking about opening up a basic coffee shop, we were thinking about like specialty.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to remember like what prompted us to go that route to specialty.
I think we started talking about like bakery, and that's how we're like, told you.
No, I'm talking about the specialty part of it. You know what I mean?
Like, how did that even come into the picture? Like, how did you even know what specialty was?
Oh, I didn't know what specialty coffee was. We didn't know until we started. Like, I didn't even know what specialty coffee was called. I didn't know anything about it. I think once we got the idea that we wanted a coffee shop or like a bakery, something.
That's when you visited
shops? Yeah, so when we would go to Temecula, we would look up like coffee shops, and then we would go to the coffee shops and realize, this isn't like Starbucks, it's different. We saw latte art for the first time and that kind of stuff. Yeah, like, remember the elephant latte art was like my very first latte art.
Oh, shoot.
Dude. I ever got.
That's crazy. Okay, yeah. And you just like added a puzzle to my memory. Like. But no,
it's like Shia LaBeouf when he starts writing on the wall like crazy.
You might forget. No, so get this. You mind if I just...
No, go ahead.
Because that just reminded me. This was funny because it gave birth... Like, back then, it gave birth to this because that elephant thing, we wanted to make little videos. Like, YouTuber style thing.
Uh-huh.
So we literally, like, I remember... I was filming, I was driving into the little plaza, and it was... What's it called? It's a grind or something like that?
Yeah, it's a grind.
It's like a chain still, but it's more like pizza in a way, but smaller. And I remember he went in because that was the only coffee shop that was open at that time. And the guy did art, surprisingly. But I remember we were like filming it. And I was trying to be like all artsy and all that stuff. So that's where it first like started, where I was trying to create content out of coffee. Was coffee crew a thing then?
No, we had our other one.
Oh,
you can't say the name of that.
I can say it. Yeah. Okay.
We had.
Oh, and I was cringy.
Okay. But we had two, didn't we?
Yeah,
two. Okay, so we had two. We started off. This is how coffee
crew. Just say one of them. Just
so
say one
cheesy,
of them.
No, bro.
This is
no,
how,
say it. Say
this
it.
Is how
say
coffee it. Crew started. This is say how it came up. Okay.
Oh, come on, ears.
Like, this is like. This is before coffee crew. Like, you know, you have to go through a couple.
It's because we were just dating, so you're in love.
So. Say we started loving coffee. So we created an Instagram called The Coffee Couple.
Oh no! You shouldn't have said it.
He did. It was called The Coffee Couple, and we were
the
gonna.
The mic closed his ears, bro.
We were gonna post videos like all was saying.
You hear echo? Coffee couple.
The coffee couple. Coffee couple.
It's not that bad.
No, it's just on screen. It sounds so basic.
Okay, well, yeah, we started that, and then we were going to make post videos and pictures and, like, start vlogging. And then we changed it to Agape Coffee.
We were trying to open up a coffee shop.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, so that's where we started with Agape Coffee. And then that's when Lolo started getting into, like, latte and all that kind of stuff. And that's how you started making, like, Instagram friends on there. Remember?
God.
We did.
So we had, like, it's crazy. I mean, it kind of connects. Yeah. Like, we had a community. Like,
We had a little bit of a following.
I'll just share it, bro. Go. We did have a following, right?
We had a following.
But here's the thing. And God bless them wherever they are, but there was like there were these four ladies, like middle-aged women, yeah, that were trying to get
and
into
a man. That was a doctor.
And one dude that was like, yeah, a doctor guy. Like, God bless them. But they were all getting into art. And like somehow the community formed. Like, I was good friends with one of them, like virtually. And so then they added me to his group chat on Instagram, where they would talk about like their days and like kind of like. But what was cool is that they would do like updates on their latte art. So they would like show, hey, check this out, or hey, let's do a challenge. Like, here, let's all try it out, blah, 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 this and that. And so it was cool. It was cool. It was like a community within that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like the fact that, you know, a group of people who didn't know each other
were
like, they were from like all over, like all over Washington, like Oklahoma, everywhere.
Wyoming, something like that. It was really cool. I was just like a young kid, but a young buck.
Yeah.
A young buck. In love. Amongst a happy couple.
For real. So, yeah.
That's crazy, though. That's cringy, though.
No, but like coffee crew birthed out of that. Yes.
But it's funny that you bring that up, like the whole creating a community, because... Mm-hmm. Like, that was not the first time you did that. Like, you've done that before. We won't say with what, but... I mean, it's nothing bad.
Oh.
But...
pictures of Instagram?
Yeah, for, like, Instagram stuff. Mm-hmm. But I remember thinking, like, man, it's pretty cool. Like the fact that you had actually created that. And, like, you know, a little community where people actually talk to each other and were, like, excited about the pictures and all that stuff. Like, that was, too, like, when Instagram was, like, barely starting to come up with, like, you know, huge pages.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Well, I think I just always, like, on both of us, really, with whatever we throw ourselves into, mine just happened to be Instagram.
Yeah.
But, like, I always throw myself 100%, 100 miles an hour, and, like, as soon as we said, okay, let's do an Instagram page, I started to, like, create a little logo and, like, a little clip art thing, whatever, and, like, just go 100% at it, get the Instagram, get ready to do videos and learn. And so then, thankfully, this was the one that like, stuck around, and... And kind of clicked in a way.
I think it's because we actually fell in love with coffee, which made it like, which made us like continue with this and like want to grow it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It was easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, yeah, it's always hard to work on something like constantly, but if you love it,
yeah,
it's a little bit easier.
And there was just so much to explore though. I mean,
yeah.
Think about like the first time we had a pour over or something like that. We were just like addicted to that thing. I was like, oh my gosh. And now I see people like coming into a coffee shop like that, and they're like, super stoked. I'm like, dude, young one.
I just think back right now, it's so funny. When we had that Instagram that we first opened up, the one I won't name again. Remember, like we made friends, and then like the barista. We went to the press like before we went to the press. Know him?
Yeah.
So before we went to the Lorenzo. Yeah. So he like followed us, and he was like, "Oh, we should collab," kind of thing. And he was making some videos on his Instagram.
Yeah. He's starting his own thing now,
and
too.
And then turns out we go to, like, to the coffee shop, our favorite one in Temecula, the press, and he's the barista.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed.
Lalo was so embarrassed. He, like, didn't want to go in because he didn't want to be like, hey, are you the coffee couple?
Jesus Christ.
He was so... And he wouldn't let me bring it up for the longest time to him.
I mean, even when it was coffee girl, I told you guys, that's what I had to get over, and I'm still
going. I mean, even now, like, Jovan, the other day, one of our coworkers, he was like telling a person about us like right in front of me, and I didn't want to say anything. I was just like, you know, I kept sweeping, but he was like, you know, there was this this coffee community, like look him up, blah blah blah, and they were talking about it because okay, so a little funny story, like I follow them later on, this girl, but she's doing like a coffee thing too, where she like visits coffees and coffee shop in San Diego, and then Jovan was like, you know, I just didn't want to start that conversation because obviously at my work and all these things, but Jovan started that one, and then it was just funny because you know, like, it's not, I don't know, I think we're just very like background, we don't want to be in the limelight or like kind of show offy, we don't want to be that way,
right?
Like, obviously, not that it's like crazy, but it's just like the same thing where like you didn't want to be like, oh yeah, that's me.
And even though people like are, like how we mentioned last couple episodes ago, people are like more stoked for you.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like, why not? Like today, I made it. I mean, I was going to go to Public Square coffee, and then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take some stickers with me. You know, like
Yeah.
In case, because you never know, like, the opportunity arises. Like, hey, I have a sticker. Here you go.
Yeah.
Like, it's important to network. So now, like, I make it an effort, like, to bring it out of me to say, all right, like, there's a potential connection that could happen, which is important. And, but yeah, it's always rough. Like, even when I was coffee crew, I mean, you remember that video we got? Like, you know, when we were doing barista, like, features?
The features, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were highlighting baristas. And I remember when we would record them doing art and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and in the press, I asked a barista, and I was so nervous.
Oh yeah,
I was like, "Man, should I do it?" No. Yes.
When it's funny because people do that to us literally almost every day. They'll just record.
Yeah,
and it's like, me off, but to us, it's like, you know, like, oh, I don't want to ask him, you know.
But they're so stoked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like so just nice. Like we are, like we're like, yeah, go ahead, or like, yeah, take pictures, whatever you want. But that is funny. Talking about the whole, you know, trying new things and trying new pour overs and all these things when you guys were really starting. What can you say was one of the most hardest things about getting Coffee Crew running up?
The hardest things in getting it to running?
As far as like creating content and all these things.
For sure, like creating content. Dude, because like the social media can be like cutthroat because people will follow you for a little bit. Because you're the new thing.
Yeah.
And then like, okay, what's the next new thing?
Yeah.
And like, you need to figure out a way where you're going to stand out and be like, what's it called?
Timeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct. Timeless. And that's what I was like, my focus was, okay, how can we continue to stay? Cause you see how many coffee pages come up because we're like showcasing so many coffee shops like crazy, which is cool. And it was good. And we love to do that. But then it's like, there's so many coffee shops you can visit.
Yeah.
It gets old. It gets old seeing the same coffee drinks over here and there. Same latte art. Same latte art. So it's like, what now? And I think that's where we have to like innovate in order to survive.
Yeah.
So like, if you're not moving with the times, doing video, all that stuff, like you're gonna fall behind. So or be left out. So I think innovating was like the hardest part. Okay, what did, like finding our identity? And I think some of the OGs like have seen our like changes and evolution, all that stuff. For sure, was getting content because it got expensive.
I remember that we were talking about that when we first started off. We would have to go get all our content by ourselves, like so we didn't have to go to coffee shops. So he would text me when I lived in Redlands and be like, "Hey, we need content. Like, can you go to a coffee shop?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." And I'd literally go to a coffee shop and like get just like any drink, like because I needed a picture. Yeah, and I would take I would get three drinks sometimes.
Yeah.
Just so we can get more content.
Yeah.
So.
No, but I mean that's like one of the things you don't really think about when you see other people's pages and like all the content that they're coming out with. Like, man, that took time and money. You know, money to do that. And obviously, you know, we're not getting paid for this, so it's like it's like you gotta really, really love
it. Like that photo.
Please like my picture. Please.
No, yeah, I guess
we're not. No, but
I think like within the community was a fun part though. Being able to connect with people, like people that gave us chances in the beginning, like I said, like I know who they are, like handle wise, like I can see, I can tell by their handle, but like even brands that hooked us up when we were just starting, like Kova, we can get into it later, because we didn't even have 1,000, I think, at that point. Maybe we had 1,000, but that's about it when they offered to
do giveaways,
do and three giveaways. Yeah. It was insane. Yeah. Like that's crazy.
Yep, I remember that.
Big props.
For going through coffee shops like locally here, you know, what was one of the things that you were starting to see in the beginning when you were starting to go out through all these little coffee shops, local shops and all these things, what was one of the biggest things that you wanted to kind of see? Because I can see for me, I think one of the biggest things that I wanted to create from through Coffee Crew was an experience where people like who are coming into the coffee scene that are new or specialty coffee to not be so
intimidated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know about you guys, but I can say from my personal experience, like I mean, I think it's definitely changing, like the culture is definitely changing. Even just from the last year, where before, like you would go to a coffee shop and you would feel really intimidated or like very off put by the baristas and stuff like that. But I think that's something that is really that we really made sure that we wanted to capture through Coffee Crew, that we were inviting and welcoming, and that you know, even if you didn't know they were all around all these things about pour overs and all these things, that, you know, you still had a place in the community. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like you, oh, you gotta earn, like, you gotta be a barista champion, or yeah, like, you gotta know all these things. But I think that's something really important that we really, really worked on, and that I can really appreciate for the people that have been from, like, the OGs, yeah, and, like, mm-hmm, have been through, like, all these, like, all the little phases that we went through. Yeah. From, like, what are we? Is it just the freaking, like, page for pictures? Yeah. Or, like, you know, we don't want to become a shout-out page, so we don't want to accept these things. Like, it's pretty crazy, like, the path that it's taken. But I think a big part of it was the coffee scene here in San Diego. And I think it's so crazy that it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Like, we kind of came, I mean, not, I'm not going to say crazy late, but we did already come into it when it was already, you know, established.
Yeah.
And here in San Diego, like, everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. And we were definitely new people. So I think that's really cool that the San Diego, like, I don't think we've had many bad experiences that. So I think that's really cool. I just wanted to point that out, that San Diego scene is, like, it's so cool that everybody is so supportive of each other, and, like, the latte art competitions and all these things. Like, it's so cool to be a part of this community where mm-hmm. we can, you know, participate in those things. And hopefully maybe one day throw one of ourselves.
Yeah. Remember, like, one of the, like, those moments that I think about that were, like, yo, this is, like, a special moment. Like, would be, like, the one time where we went to Pop Up for Tired Eyes. Like I have different scenarios or different, like, things that happened in my mind that have been, like, precious moments to me. Mm. Like, for example, one of them was Tired Eyes, this Pop Up, mm-hmm. when we were, like, Coffee Crew was making a buzz, right? Like, a buzz. I mean, like, a buzz. Like, there was, like, a buzz going around about,
like,
it.
Yeah, like, who are these people? Like, what is this? What are they doing?
They're growing so fast. Blah, blah.
Especially because everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
And then, like, nobody were saying, like, well, you know, oh, it's mine. Or, like, you know, and, like, well, okay, then who is it?
And I had my vinyl t-shirt. I had a vinyl. Cheap. But it was, like, a basic logo, basic vinyl, like, material for t-shirts.
The people who like the OGs,
C3 was one of the first. Man, I have some OGs. We have some OGs that you know that have the circle one with the X. Dude, Javon from Project Rio, when he was at Project Rio. Yeah.
We were talking about that the other day.
You were?
Yeah, we were talking about how he remembers seeing the shirt with the C and the 3 and then the stickers with the arrows. And he was like, he was like, the stickers were, like, you know, 25 cents. I was like, I want to get a couple because they're only 25 cents. Yeah.
My man, dude. Oh my. I remember that was another moment that mm-hmm. I was super stoked. Because I think I was so hungry to be in the community so bad. Yeah. And I remember I was like, Mini, look, oh, look, somebody, a barista from Project Rio, like, four of them, blah, blah. And then Tired Eyes guy was like, oh, so you're a Coffee Crew. Like, I heard about you, blah, blah. I was like, what?
That one was crazy because we're super nervous. We had saw on Instagram and we're super nervous. We, like, go to North Park. We get off the car. Like, he's, like, nervous because he doesn't like that attention. Yeah.
But we were following Tired Eyes.
Yeah, we're following Tired Eyes already. Yeah. So when he showed up, like, the first thing, Lalo barely walks up. He's like, we're both nervous. Like, we're not expecting anyone to know who we are because we've never posted our faces or anything.
Well, the only ones that go to pop-ups usually are, like, they're people that they know. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Yeah. Usually it's who go, especially because the location was, like, here's a strip behind it. Like, like in North Park. It's called the Whiskey Locker, or where it used to be. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. But, and then, like how you were saying, like, the first thing when he first walk up, he looks at Lalo's shirt and he's like, oh, so you're a Coffee Crew.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my, like, oh dang. Like, and at the, like, the time I was helping Lalo, but, like, mainly everything was you. Like, you would go and, like, build everything up. And I would just help with content. But I was like, dang, like, what Lalo is doing, it really is, like, showing here in San Diego.
I remember when you told me about that and I was like, that is crazy. Are you serious? Like, they actually I remember that.
I did tell you that one.
But yeah, it's cool, like, you know, going back to the whole, like, OGs and, like, having the support, like, how is it crazy that, like, Javon is, like, one of our, you know, closer friends now too, you know, like, and that throughout this whole time, you know, like, you know, just been growing and growing in the coffee
connect somehow or we're another. Or even like at throwdowns at West Bean recently, like people were like, oh, hey, I've been following you on Instagram. Like, that's something that I think it means a lot, I think, to all of us. That, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of work is put into this. And then now we're like kind of doing even more than we were doing before. So now it's like, you know, just it's good to see sometimes like fruits that we've kind of.
Especially from like directly, you know, from I think it's even almost even more worth it sometimes, like when it's directly from like us literally talking to somebody, like a couple of the Dark Horse people, like I see them tagging stuff or like or, you know, a comment. And it's like crazy to me that you know, we talked to them once and that was it, and like, you know, now they, you know, we can message them and be like, hey, what's up, like. But super crazy that it's come to this point.
But we just came in so hungry and so like naive, I guess you could say. Like, we just wanted like to fit in, and I think that's why we can kind of help people direct them, whatever. Yeah. Because I remember I would get so
we were in that position.
And remember we were so stoked just to get a like from a coffee local coffee shop. We're like, wow, like they noticed us, blah blah. Yeah. Like, remember, like, oh, man, look, I told you
they reposted us.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I remember when Hard Work reposted a coffee crew picture.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it's like those are the moments
where where it's in the. It's like your hand or something like that.
Oh, it's me drinking. Yeah, I feel like a superstar. It's like those, it's like Koba, dude. Like even that dude to me was like, what, like fanboy moments, dude. Like good times.
Especially because we highly regarded them, you know, so much. I mean, we still do, not that we don't, but it's just like at the moment we were even more starstruck just because
we were so young,
we were young in coffee and. We loved it. And we loved it so much that whenever things happened like that, like, they were a huge deal to us. We can go a little bit. What are some things that you would have done differently?
Oh, damn. I'm ready. You're ready.
No, you can go.
Straight up right now, I would say be more bold and brave and take ownership of what you have and or what you are and what you represent. Because there's plenty of times where I would see the press owner roasting coffee and I want to just go and ask him questions or connect with him, and I would try, and I remember like those few times where he would be like, oh, how's your coffee, blah blah, and I would just try to ask any question I can think. I remember that one time we had a couple minutes with him, and those moments I wish I could like milk the heck out of him. Or like going to different places like that I've talked with, like roasters or people that own coffee shops. I had moments where I can seize the moment, kind of like in Coco the movie, like seizing the moment. That's what I'm learning too. Like, now if I see somebody that has a coffee crew sticker or a shirt on, I'll be like, hey, yo, like, check it out. Like, I help run it. Here's a sticker, blah, blah. Like, that's, like, my goal this year again, too.
Yeah.
So, I guess that. Be more bold and don't be afraid to expose yourself like that. I think. That's one thing I would change.
I think, well, that was going to be kind of my same thing. Oh, my God. Because now that...
No regrets, man. No regrets.
But yeah, now that you're saying that, we did have so many opportunities, and when we were so scared, like, especially in Temecula, like at the press, the baristas were so nice there, where they would conversate about it, like, to us, and we would try to think of like any question to ask, and.
Well, you would ask them a lot of questions about dial and grind drinks and all that stuff. They were helpful.
Yeah. But I think, just being more confident and, not confident, bold, like you're saying, bold and proud.
Yeah. I would say the same thing, because I was going to say bold is definitely one that I think we could all, you know, take more advantage of. But I think it's one, like, I really want to take people up on their offers if they really do bring up an offer. Like, I feel like a lot of times they were genuine about, like, you know, come taste this with us or, like, come do this, blah, blah, blah. And I think we would take it as, like, oh, they're just saying it just to say it.
Yeah.
But I think really do taking people up on you know, on their offers, because at the end of the day, like, they're all learning experiences. And the more I can learn about coffee, I mean, the more, you know, I'm stoked.
Yeah. I just think we're so grounded and rooted. Like, it sounds so opposite, right?
Yeah, I'm so humble.
I'm so humble and stuff, like. No, but just think about it, like we have something good, and I think sometimes we do you appreciate it,
minimize
what we have here, that that it's like, it's like we built something, and I think that people see the like
The value.
The value, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the value in Coffee Crew and sometimes ourselves, even if it wasn't Coffee Crew, like if it was anything else, like
yeah,
we'll kind of like depreciate, oh my gosh, what is it? Devalue what we have. Minimize. You know what I mean? Minimize what we have. And I think, and because we're just so like, no, it can be better. It can be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why like this post that I posted today about like the little video, mm-hmm, that we're literally perfectionists, like working together, which is like a bad combo. It's yeah, bad and good, right? Because bad, because we're so like, no, it could be better. That's good, but it could be better, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's why like it's a good, it's a good thing to have and a bad thing to have.
Yeah.
But I think that's why it also kind of trickles down to our boldness, because we're like, nah,
yeah,
it's not where it could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it also speaks to like how much we care about it, and we want to bring the absolute best to our community, because like we mm-hmm care about it so much, like yeah, it's yeah, so precious to us that, you know, like whenever somebody does tag us or, you know, a coffee shop offers something, like it's so insane to us that, you know, that we want to make sure we want to mm-hmm take care of that, you know,
but it needs to fit like
what yeah, we exactly have.
When, yeah, I remember that one time when somebody tagged the Starbucks drinks with Coffee Crew,
yeah.
And then I remember I asked, I was like, should we share it? Like, is this kind of like going against what we believe? I think we did, because that's what we're trying. I think we did end up sharing.
We did.
I mean, don't tag us in your Starbucks pictures, but but that's like what we're trying to be true to ourselves, that we are a bridge for people that are starting to get into coffee. Yeah. And if Starbucks is where you're at right now, let's get you moving. But I mean,
yeah,
there's a bigger fish in, or there's more fish in the sea. You know what? There's more fish in the sea, or what is it?
No, there's better out there. Better. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. I got Starbucks recently, though.
Damn, bro.
Who's you? I'm going to admit it right now. I'm going to admit it.
What'd you get, though?
It was on the way back from Wild Animal Park we went, and I was falling asleep at the wheel, and so I needed to get a little
sugar
mocha frap.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Did I tell you that I bought some last time? We were going to church, and I want to get coffee on the way, so I go to Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
It's the closest thing, bro. And I paid for a frappuccino and what else?
Chestnut, a cinnamon dolce latte.
Oh my!
I tried to go back. I didn't finish it.
What happened was, I just ended up leaving and just took her drink because they couldn't. It took too long, bro. The machines weren't fast enough.
Yeah.
The frap?
Yeah, I just dipped. I said, oh,
frick. I've heard that that's the longest. It takes the longest to make that drink.
Really?
Yeah, because it has the most steps. I read it online.
I don't know, bro.
That was back when I was going to apply at Starbucks. Yeah. Remember that? I was going to apply
at Starbucks. Yeah,
so, do you remember the blogs at Coffee Crew?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, get back on that. That was a fun time. What is one of the most proud things that you've gone through or accomplished with Coffee Crew? You want to start, Minnie?
I think it has to be, because I have two.
I'm not sure them both, but today.
Okay, well, the meetup was one that, like, nice. People even showed up, because that was so nerve-wracking. Like, who's going to show up to a meetup to talk to us?
Talking about being bold, man.
That was hard. Nerve-wracking. That one was really hard, especially because COVA, like, helped us out and let us host it there, and they
mm-hmm
everything they did for us, like, it would have been like really kind of like, it would be embarrassing if nobody shows up.
Oh god,
kind of thing. So that was one, just like meeting people who have been following us and
yeah
wanting to connect with us. And then I think Cold Brew City Fest was one too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cold Brew City Fest, yeah.
That one, we were still new. I feel like we were still new in the game. And
that's crazy.
We didn't know what we were doing. They just offered us. Or we, did we?
No.
Reach out to them?
We reached out because we just did a little giveaway with them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we, doing that, we're like, who's going to know what's here?
A giveaway with them?
With Cobra City?
Yeah, we did tickets. Yeah. We gave away tickets.
Bro, the only reason we did it was because Eric told us. He's like, why not just have a booth there?
Yeah.
I'm like, what you mean, bro? We don't even got merch.
Like, nobody knows.
I was trying to make every excuse under the sun.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I don't like Cobra.
I think I'm going to be sick that day, bro.
That one was so nerve-wracking because you're in like you're filled like with the whole coffee community. Yeah. San Diego is there basically, and it's kind of like, who are you guys kind of thing. Everyone was really nice, but I feel like that was really successful. People are coming up to us to our booth and like, oh yeah, your Coffee Crew kind of thing. And that was a big one for me.
Damn.
I do wish I was more bold at the Cold Brew City Fest. I tried to stay as far back as I could. I was like,
you gotta make a tea saying like, drink coffee bold or something like that. I don't know.
The Starbucks.
Oh, my bad.
That's, I don't know. That's one of their, they had the two espressos, and one said roasty as a note.
Roasty. Makes sense.
Say roasty.
I don't know. I mean, if you want to describe your coffee that way, then.
Coffee-ish. It tastes like coffee.
It's roasty.
People say that at work. For me, I think the Cobra one was a good one, yeah. And then this recent drop, I think, was like one of our proudest moments, I think. Because I feel like that's where we stepped up our game, like, the most. And people still, like, F with us. Mess with the brand. No. I'm sorry. No, like people still, like.
Yeah.
F with, no.
They showed up. The homies showed up.
The homies came they through. Like, that shows that.
They still support us.
That shows that they've supported us this long. And, like, we have people that are down for the crew. That, like, they're part of the crew. That's what it is. Like, they're part of the crew. And so, That was dope. One of the part of the moment was like partnering with Kova a lot of times, because I remember that was huge for me, at least. Like
the giveaway, I mean, it was super stuff. Cool meeting, you know, Angela Higgins up.
Oh yeah,
because she's the one that made it all happen. You know?
So. Yeah, she was like, "It's so nice to virtually meet you." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, that was cool."
Yeah, but for
that
you,
was great.
For me, probably top at the top would be. The Kova giveaway and this recent release that we did. I think we were all like pretty scared about this recent release that we did you know, like you don't want to release something and nobody want it. Like literally nobody want it. But that didn't happen, and obviously that was so crazy. Just I remember Lalo texting us, this is how many people already bought it, and that was the first couple hours. So that was crazy to me.
Also because of how much money we invested.
Yeah.
Like, and time. Just like our time. We've been...
Time and money into it.
A lot of hard work.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And to see, like, you know, fruit.
Yeah.
Bear fruit and, you know, be a good... I mean, that was really cool. Obviously, the Kova thing, too, just because I remember... we didn't have that many followers yet.
No.
And then, I remember...
We had good turnouts, too. Yeah. Turnout, sorry.
Is when I was barely starting to help out a lot with the messaging and all that stuff. And I remember seeing on my phone, hey, I wanted to do a giveaway, 3 giveaways, blah, 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 these things. So I remember that being pretty crazy. So that was probably the top 2 moments. That and the first Latte Throwdown when we did a prize, when we had our actual prize.
Public Square.
Yeah.
Luwak.
No, Luwak.
Oh,
Luwak?
Yeah.
That one
was
I didn't go to that one.
You didn't go to that one?
Why
did you go to that one?
No.
You're in Redlands?
I lived in Redlands.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay came,
though. Yeah. Lindsay came, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That one was huge. I remember I was on the phone with this guy, with Rudy. I remember I was like pacing back and forth because I was talking
about
the first phone call ever. And that was a good one. That's true. You're right. Because I'm like, who are these guys?
Yeah. Especially because it was in TJ. Like, I mean, obviously, like, it's crazy that, you know, we have people even in TJ.
Yeah.
You know, supporting the crew. And, like, obviously, you know, that was super cool.
You guys went on a mission to get there, too, huh?
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. I remember that day. Yeah.
Yeah.
We like got out late, out of work, and then went straight there.
Straight there, dude. I think another one. I think is good. It's like worth mentioning is even just like the time, like 2017. Like I was looking at that. I was like, established 2017. It's 3 years later, or it's about to be 3 years later.
You're destroying the plan. You're destroying the plan.
I should have never put it here. This is mine.
Dude, right now. When I cut one of them, she went like this. Like, she went like, after I chopped her head off.
It was like dangling.
I've
like
been like trying. Like I've been oh, trying like man. Not to say anything.
But that's what I was doing. It because I kept looking at you.
My poor plant.
Like a broken neck.
Oh my god.
I keep breaking them. Yeah, but I think that's cool. Like 3 years later, dude, we're still hanging out and we're here to stay.
Just starting,
yeah. Just it really does feel like we're just starting because I feel like we just like kicked it up a notch.
We're going hard.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna end it on where we want to go a little bit. Not as far as like future, like, you know, projects and stuff, but what are some locations we're gonna hit up? What are you thinking? What are some locations you guys want to hit up?
I feel like, go ahead.
I think definitely that, because I remember like a couple podcasts ago I said I wasn't from the Inland Empire, but you know I am, and I felt really bad, but
my goons got
I felt bad after saying that because it is a good place and they have a lot of coffee shops and specialty coffees coming up there, so I think even doing one there would be cool. Riverside, Redlands, that area. LA.
Yeah.
LA.
Definitely. LA,
I mean, Seattle? I don't know if it'd be doable. Yeah, Seattle. I don't know if it'd be doable this year, but I would really want to do one in New York.
Yeah.
I think, like, that would be super sick.
We have a homie that can connect us to the New York scene over there.
True. So what's his name?
His name is Gonzalez. Joseph Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he buy a shirt?
Yeah.
We hooked him up.
Shout out to you.
I want to hit up Tijuana. I feel like you have a good Mexico, bro. I'm down for Baja, dog. Let's go, dude.
Baja,
we have such a good, like, strong people, like, the crew in Baja.
Yeah.
Even, like, Ensenada, I would love to go trip to Ensenada and check out those specialty coffee shops. Tijuana, of course. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, we've done a couple in Ensenada, and, like, man, they're always, like, super good.
There's a barista throwdown going down. Maybe we want to...
I did see that. I did see that.
Yeah,
tag team.
Oh, I don't know. You want a tag team or what?
If you want to do everything, I'm just going to do hearts.
No, just give me the bass and not just... I think that's right.
I still need to learn latte art.
It's in New York, huh?
When are you going to learn latte art, Minnie?
Soon. I don't know, maybe next... Maybe we'll do a series.
Ooh.
Minnie learns latte art.
Bye.
I should
do a couple. What is it?
We should post a... Let me do that. Thing. God, oh, yeah. No, we should post like the pictures that Lalo used to be proud of, like right here of your latte art. I was thinking about that. Remember how proud he was of
I was, man. The
work. There's some posted on Coffee Crew right now.
Are you serious?
Have you deleted them? Have you deleted them? No,
no, they're my personal.
We should bring them back.
Didn't you post them on Coffee Crew?
Oh, I did.
You did, dude.
A couple in the press cup. On the cutting board.
Those were good though. That's why I posted them. On the cutting board.
I have
some.
You
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, when I had a little circle.
A circle of foam.
Yeah, yeah. No, a circle logo.
Oh, yeah.
Little X one. Hey, man, what you know about that?
The arrows.
You should see the website, how it was back then. The website.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because I literally saw a t-shirt like last week. A dude was wearing it at the coffee shop. And it was literally the same X.
That's why I told him. I was like, I think that I always say, I was like, I think that's everyone's go-to app or whatever when it comes to making a logo.
It's called, it's just one thing where you just put your name, what kind of style you like, and then just like converts into like different options of logos. X.
And everyone puts it.
That's funny. All right. I think that's a good spot.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I hope this gives you a little bit more insight into what we're about, where we came from, where we're going. All the good stuff. Any last words?
Thank you to everyone who supported us.
Never stop brewing.
From the beginning to right now, and to everyone who supports us in the future.
Yep.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is like crazy. It's next Friday.
Yeah, it's probably, I don't know. Some of you will be listening to this and then be like, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Happy Valentine's
Day. I'd be concerned if you're listening to this on your Valentine's date.
On the way.
On the way. Hey, respect.
You know, all right. Thank y'all. Hope y'all have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Peace out, y'all.
Bye.